Good evening, everyone. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer in an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. And well, hasn't it been a busy few days for Australia? We've thrown out someone for being a security risk, apparently. Not that they've told us why he's a security risk. We lost the Ashes, which is a whole other podcast. And of course, we've received our first terrorist threat. And a lot of people in Melbourne, like Australians, are traditionally a rather apathetic bunch. We just kind of sit there and go, oh yeah, whatever. Usually in regards to having our civil liberties taken away, but anyway. And gotta say, quite a few people are starting to be concerned, but on the whole, most people are just going, yep, okay. Who's running the book as to, you know, where this terrorist attack's going to take place? It's already gone over into scam emails. Apparently, the one that was going around just after the London bombings, who, you know, a girl picks up someone's wallet and he tells her to stay away from London on October the 24th or whenever it is. That's now transferred over to Melbourne, where apparently you're supposed to stay away from the Melbourne Cup, which I can't quite see happening. That's like the biggest damn horse race in the country. So, huge, you know, spring fashion racing carnival kind of stuff. Can't see it happening. So, you know, people are just kind of bopping along with their lives. You know, some people are freaking out. I know a few people who have said, oh, I'm definitely not catching trains anymore, etc., etc. So it's like, oh, okay. But, you know, on the whole, from what I know, a lot of people are just going, yep, all right, fine. And sort of there's also a little bit of national pride that we're actually a terrorist target, and then underneath that there's a little bit more national pride that says Melbourne over Sydney, because Sydney always gets the international attention and now Melbourne's got it, so ha 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 ha. It's like that scene in Independence Day where you see the UFO crashed on the Sydney Harbour Bridge or the Opera House or whatever it is. When I went to see that, my entire cinema just stood up and cheered because yay, it's Australia and we're mentioned, woohoo! So, you know, a little bit of that going on. But papers are very busy dissecting sort of this guy's mind and giving his history and how the FBI knows he's armed and dangerous and all the rest of it. And I was flicking through the paper, you know, this morning, just kind of looking at this, and I came across a very interesting little article. Now, I'm going to post the article for people to have a look at underneath the podcast thread that this is going to go into. And the title of it is Police Accused of Not Using Terror Powers. And it basically goes on to say that police powers were passed in 2003 under a law entitled the Terrorism Community Protection Act. And it gave police the power to enter and search premises without a warrant and without the owner knowing the search was taking place, which is like, that got me sitting up and taking notice going, what? When did that come in? Okay, 2003. And apparently the police are also allowed to monitor phones and place bugs and all the rest of it, which also had me doubly sitting up because apparently they don't need a pseudo warrant. And I'm looking at the report, or at least I'm looking at the description of the report, and apparently not one warrant was issued under this act, which is like, okay, so that, I guess, begs the question, you know, was there really no need for those? And in that case, do we need the further terrorist laws, at least in Melbourne, that Howard wants to bring in with the kind of things that I was describing before? But the state opposition's all over this, saying that it should ring alarm bells that, you know, these laws haven't been used. And I found that quite amazing that anyone's saying that this is a bad thing. We should be alarmed that these laws haven't been used at all. So doesn't that say that, you know, isn't that rather a good thing that they haven't been used? Not only because of the civil liberties, you know, potential violations, like not being told your house is being searched. That's a bit worrying to find out there's a law for that, that can happen. But isn't it a good thing because it basically says that there's been no intelligence saying that we are a target? So anyway, I'll leave that question for another time. But the other thing in regards to this was, I honestly can't remember this getting press, and I've done a few searches and I can't find anything on it until today. So I thought, all right, I'll go jump on the Attorney General's website and have a look at the actual legislation. And I've been searching there for a good half hour and I can't find anything on there either. So, if anyone, actually has found anything on it, can you let me know? Because in Victoria, at least, you're meant to actually tell us when you pass legislation, and we're supposed to be able to get a hold of a copy of it. It's like, parliamentary disclosure. This is what the legislation is. And quite often it's very hard to read. It's like trying to read all 12 volumes of the Patriot Act or something like that. But I guess this begs the question, like, if it's not on there, like, there's all kinds of other stuff on there, like there's the Terrorism Insurance Act, which apparently forces insurance companies to pay you out if your home or whatever it is that's destroyed as part of a terrorist act happens. A lot of stuff on the Criminal Code, Criminal Code amendments in regards to terrorism, suppression of the Financing of Terrorism Act 2002. Well, okay. Intelligence Services Act, that goes back to 2001, and there's about 10 pages of stuff, and I cannot find anything at all on this law. So I guess that begs the question, why is this the first time we're hearing about this? I'd like to put out a call to ATSs and any Australian Victorian ATSs, I guess, in particular, if you're out there and you're listening to this, could you drop me a line and let me know when. Whether I can access some articles on this, because I honestly can't find anything on it. So is this an accident that this nice little covert piece of legislation has suddenly slipped out? I mean, if you actually Google this particular act, you can find a text of it. But it's not on the Attorney General site where it actually should be. It's just, sort of like as if it's basically a scanned copy, if you like, in HTML of what the act would look like if you actually got it, in paperback form. But it's not published where it's supposed to be, and I can find absolutely no newspaper articles on it, which I find surprising. So I guess that begs the question, how secretly this was put through, and whether the fact that it hasn't been used, which I can only see as a good thing, is now going to be picked up by the federal government in terms of, well, your police force is failing you, you need stronger things, if it hasn't been used at all. So, interesting times here in Melbourne, very interesting times. Just looking at the Act, I'm going to do an analysis in podcast of sort of the powers that are invested in this Act, which is, as I said, rather news to, I think, a lot of people in Melbourne that this is actually sort of come about. Even more interesting is that it was actually sort of shoved to the back of the paper. So, anyway, tomorrow will be my analysis on this particular law and how maybe the government will be using it in the future, if at all. So, for tonight, this is Mulberry Blue Shimmer saying good night.